Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of F-Buddies with Mike and Andy. Mike Wendt, Andy Ferg. Microphone is fucking falling already. I love this place.
Hot start.
With we're back on Facebook Live, and we're also on Instagram as usual, probably with better audio, hopefully with better audio.
I believe it's better this week, yeah.
Okay. Hopefully all things are going well on all fronts. And, of course, we got to thank, because, you know, this isn't just your amateur hour show. We actually have sponsors that hopefully are getting their just deserves out of this. Patty Kelly's, 154 Washington Street in Peabody, at Patty Kelly's on Instagram. Of course, they do karaoke Monday and Wednesday nights, brunch Friday through Sunday, noon to 3, open daily till 1 a.m. The Gary Girolamo Group of Cross Country Mortgage on Instagram, buy and refi. CrossCountryMortgage.com is the website. Channel Maka Brewing Kid, 95 Rantoul Street in Beverly, at Channel Maka Brewing on Instagram. ChannelMarkBrewing.com is the website where you can find the taproom hours, which are Wednesday through Friday from 3 to 10, Saturdays noon to 10, and Sundays noon to 6. And, of course, Ben Franklin Print Company, 177 North Main Street in Middleton. BenFranklin_PrintCo on Instagram. BenFranklinPrintCo.com. And if you mention F-Buddies, you get 10% off your next order. Andy.
Yes.
Starting out. It's been an eventful week for both of us, I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
Reasons. You had like the ceremonial final chug. Was it last night officially?
No, Sunday was the last one. Okay. I posted a compilation of my weekend shenanigans last night, but there was nothing from last night.
Normally, most people would say Andy's off the sauce, but he's actually just off beer, and he's ramping up the sauce.
Yeah, I'm drinking bourbon, Mike. Fuck, you kidding me? Old Scout.
I can barely hear. Of course, they can barely hear over on Facebook. That's
Old Scout bourbon, Mike.
It's probably my fault here. I'm going with my fault.
All right.
But continue on. So basically, because we'll get to what I'm drinking in a minute, because it's something new and different since I'm a goddamn expert. What prompted you to switch gears, drop the beer, which is basically become your gimmick,
and go
bourbon?
I've gone not just without the beer, without good food as well. I'm on a diet.
Okay.
I'm paying a lot of money for a certain diet that supposedly will work very quickly. So I went to Awaken 180 last Wednesday, I think.
Okay.
For a consultation. They measured me. They weighed me. They didn't call me fat, but they very well should have.
How humbling is it to have someone weigh you?
I knew how much I weighed.
No, I'm sorry. Not weigh you. I was distracted by fucking flying papers. To measure you, the measurement portion of where they're wrapping, they wrap it around your arms, your waist, did they do a clamp thing?
It's a machine. It's a machine now.
Oh.
I just stood there in front of this apparatus with my feet on a scale, barefoot on these little fucking sensors, and I held these two little ski pole looking things. Dropped my arms by my side, waited a few seconds. Girl said, all set. And they measured my body fat, my visceral fat, my muscle, my water weight, my regular weight.
I bet that's the first to go, the water weight.
I mean, do you want to know how much I weigh? Is that the question?
No. I'm just saying. I'm sure you're being asked. But I'm just saying all the times that, you know, it's like, I've never really done a diet, but there are portions of my life where I've dried out and dropped 30 pounds like that.
So they weighed me, and I'll tell them, I don't give a fuck. I'm not ashamed. I'm not as fat as most of you people, but I'm fat enough. I weighed in at 266.4 pounds, and I'm almost 6'2". I'm a heavy boy. But here's the thing, Mike. I don't mind saying that because they measure how much muscle I have in my body,
okay,
how much it weighs.
Okay.
I have enough muscle to be a normal-sized human without the fat. My muscle weighs 174.6 pounds.
Interesting.
I'm a fucking brick shithouse. I'm just fat on top of it.
You double.
So that's okay.
Down.
I mean, unless I have a 90-pound skeleton, which I don't. I mean, I'm going to have abs. I'm telling you. I'm going 6 weeks. That's the limit. 6 weeks from now, or from Sunday, when I stopped eating like an asshole,
yeah,
will be the party I'm planning. That's an invite only one at Channel Marker. The unveiling of the North Shore Beef's beer food truck. That's the day I'm going to reappear into society, as a skinnier version of myself.
I'm going with one ab.
I already have one. It's
not
huge.
Not plural. You're just going to have one hardened shell.
I don't even want, honestly, I don't want abs. I told the girl at the place.
Like
a
reverse turtle.
I flex my stomach today. I could fucking hurt your hand if you punched me. But I told the girl, I said, I look like a lollipop below 220 pounds. I've been there. It's not good. This doesn't shrink enough to justify weight loss.
Right.
I don't want to get beat up in public. I don't want to get picked on. I just don't want to be a big guy, just not as fat.
At 42 years old, getting beat up in public shouldn't have anything to do with your weight.
Mike, one time I was at the Revere Cinema.
You got to stop hanging out in certain places.
And it's gone now, thankfully. And I was parked in a bad place, and I was wearing corduroys and a yellow shirt, and I almost got stabbed. So
what did the pants have to do with anything?
Because I was dressed like a pussy. Mother's Day. I was wearing pastels.
I went out to a movie on Mother's Day and almost got stabbed. Why? Revere.
Exactly. You know what it was? It was back when they had the flea market. And
I'm pretty sure the flea market didn't leave.
Well, yeah.
Amazon's going to be kicking them out, but I'm pretty sure it's still there.
It was a flea market day, you know, Mother's Day, perfect flea market day, obviously. That's when you go.
Right.
And it was packed with people from Revere. So I had to park really far away to get to the theater.
Yep.
When the movie ended, the parking lot was empty. And my truck was very far away, next to a obvious drug transaction. So I had to walk through it while wearing a yellow polo.
Yeah.
In corduroys. I still have the outfit. I'll never wear it again. I'll never forget.
The stabbing outfit.
Yeah, I pulled a knife.
You're the one that pulled the knife.
There was other knives. I wasn't alone.
Jesus Christ, this actually escalated to actual
knives.
No, using clever speech where it's like, oh, I could have got stabbed in fucking Revere. Oh no, actual knives.
People were doing stuff, and I said, I told my wife, I said, get in the fucking car. I got this, and I got in my truck, and I reached under my seat and grabbed a Marine issue K-bar, which is a knife my father carried in Vietnam, which I inherited with my truck. I found it one day after I took his fucking truck over after he passed away. I'm like, what the hell is this shit? Fucking blades the size of your dick times three. And I just pulled it up and showed it. I held it in front of and showed it. I said, I have one too.
You're like fucking Mad Max protecting his guzzling reaches under. He's like, do I set off a bomb or pull a blade?
I have one too, and they understood it was okay. We're on the same team. We both have weapons, and they let me leave. I've done that twice. The second time, the first time was I was at Salem doing a job estimate or driving to a job estimate, and I ended up in Salem Point, you know, that nice neighborhood behind Lafayette Street that bad people hang out at, and I ended up in a very bad street where I wasn't welcomed. And again, dumb white boy in a white truck. And I had to pull my blade out. I almost had to shank somebody. I'm not afraid to
sheathe my blade.
I'm not afraid to shank a person if I have to. But no, three times. I've done it three times. Third time, even better.
So in your Mother's Day altercation, how many nefarious characters were there?
I'm going to say six.
There was six on you and your wife.
I mean, yeah, it was. They weren't all men or all right. Nefarious.
That's more than I was expecting, but that's what I was hoping you would say. Because here's the thing, because as someone who was married at one time, you get into situations that, like these things, you don't get into these situations. This shit just happens, right?
Yeah.
And tell me if I'm wrong, but your thought process has zero to do with what happens to you.
No, you just because
you see six guys, it's like, oh man, I got to take at least three of them out so she can get out of here.
Or you just stab them all and don't give a fuck.
You're not a fucking ninja, Andy, especially in pastels.
Here's my thing, though. I know I'm not a ninja.
You're a big guy. You got yourself a fucking blade. But come on, six on one, you're fucking taking that blade up the asshole at a certain point in time.
Two of them were girls. They weren't all tough guy, nefarious characters. I could have. What you do is you open it and slap one of the girls first.
This is, okay, first of all,
set the tone.
This is why context is important.
Set the tone.
I agree. You ever seen Way of the Gun?
Is that a Bruce Lee movie?
No. Ryan Phillippe and Benicio del Toro.
Oh, no, I've never seen that movie.
Decent flick. It was the follow-up movie to the guys who made Usual Suspects. Bit more indie, bit more grittier, but decent flick, worth one watch. Not, you know, many repeat viewings, but one. Anyway, it opens at a club scene, and Sarah Silverman is playing this woman in line with her boyfriend, and Benicio del Toro and Ryan Phillippe sit on their car, and the alarm starts going off, and she just starts mouthing off. And basically gets her boyfriend into a fight with these two. And they start approaching. And the boyfriend starts acting tough. So what happens? Headbutt right to her fucking nose. And then starts beating on her as everyone jumps on him. So, yes, you attack the woman first, obviously, in these situations. Obviously.
Yes, F-buddy, obviously.
Fan of the woman.
I'm actually, wait till my count of the week. It'll all come full circle. Full circle. They don't know what's coming from, but
it's a great day for women.
So I, anyways, I'm on a fucking diet. I want to lose weight. Yeah. I'm miserable and it sucks. I went there and they did the fat stuff and they told me I was well built, which is I wasn't there for a sales pitch. I was there to pay.
Well, that's also part of the problem with something like that, where you are paying for it. So until you sign the check, yeah, they're probably the only time I've been to them, I tried to get them to sponsor Wicked Bites once, and we almost had them, but the other show on Nessun snaked them.
We're approaching that game. Emails have been exchanged, Mike. Don't worry,
but,
they're trying.
But it's got to be an interesting dynamic where you're going in looking for help, and they're on a sales pitch, so they're kind of like, you know, like you said, you weren't seeking compliments, you know.
No, you look great, except how fat you are.
Yeah, you could use to lose a pound or two.
I said I want to lose 40 pounds in 6 weeks. Can you do it? And she said, "Yep."
Of course they did.
I'm going to.
And I mean, I thought my pitch was pretty damn well. It's like, look, we eat and drink for a living, and the only way I'm going to go on a diet is if someone's paying me to do it. So this is perfect.
I'm just really stupid to choose right before summer to do this. I should have done this a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. Cause right now I'm back to work, working my balls off. Yeah. I don't eat carbohydrates pretty much. Sure. So my energy level is shit. I was shaking all day today. Cause I'm a fucking pussy. I drank Tito's last night, which is not a good thing.
This is going to be the whole other dynamic is you're going to have some interesting, I'm looking forward to the Instagram stories. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I mean, what did I text you last night? Keep back 6 feet. I have AIDS.
I figured you said that to someone. I didn't want to respond because I didn't want to hear the story until today.
Well, no. So me and my wife were talking about how social distancing is going away and it sucks because I really enjoy people leaving me alone.
Yes.
And I remember going to Disney multiple times and people don't know how to stand in line at Disney. They'll creep. And then the kids will creep around you. And it's always someone from a different country for the most part or a fat southerner.
So, I mean, I was there last week. And,
yeah.
And yes, I need and unintentionally slapped kids in the face so many times because they would. They would creep right up to your hip.
Right,
and if
you
go for your phone that's in your pocket, you're smacking them in the head. And I kept like flinching because there's a body, right? There's a head right there. And I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, the last thing you want in the middle of a fucking busy ass queue at Disney is make a kid cry. And now you got everyone. So of course what you do, you side eye the father. Like, come on, get your Rugrat under control here. I haven't moved. They're on my knees. I understand we're at Disney. They're looking to have fun. I'm trying not to ruin their fun, but get your shit under control.
So what I was thinking, what we were talking about last night was, you know, these families go to Disney and they'll get their name on their t-shirt in the Disney font.
Yep.
No, the Ferguson fucking going to Disney and dad.
Yep.
And I want the back of mine to say, keep back 6 feet. I have AIDS or I have Corona or I have something, herpes, anything. Get the fuck away from me. Stop breathing on my neck.
According to the water park episode of Always Sunny, you can also skip the line for that excuse.
That's my favorite episode of all time. So I know.
It's a good one.
Literally, it's my favorite one. I watched it when we were talking about that versus Letterkenny a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I watched all my favorite Always Sunny episodes to have a good base because I'd been watching Letterkenny for months.
Yeah.
And that episode is funnier, I think, than any Letterkenny episode.
Speaking of which.
But Letterkenny has some banger episodes.
The spinoff Shoresy starts in like 2 weeks.
Are you shitting me?
Nope.
That's some good news right there. That's some good fucking news.
Yep. Letterkenny Shoresy. like May 20 something.
You know, I never watched was the cartoon. Did you watch it?
I tried.
No, no good. I didn't think it was gonna be good.
They're all shorts, so that like they're all like less than 10 minutes maybe, and it's just like over and over again. It's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, you need to have the. You know what I heard too? They do a comedy show, the whole troupe, and they were just in Boston not that long ago.
I did not know that.
It's everybody. My golf league partner went to it. He said it was awesome.
I would.
I mean, Squirrelly Dan's a stand-up comedian. He's fucking great.
Right.
He's if you look on Netflix, he's got a. It's hard to find. It's like Comics of the World.
Okay.
And then find the Canada episode, and Squirrelly Dan does 15 minutes, and it's fucking amazing. He talks about holding a bag of shit being the most vulnerable thing you could ever do in your life. Holding a bag of dog shit. Like, you pick your dog shit up, and at that moment, you're at your weakest point.
Again, context. Holding your dog shit. I get it.
Anything could go wrong, and nothing can go right. Just get rid of that shit as fast as possible. But that's his whole special is on that. I can't do it. I'm not Squirrelly Dan, but he fucking... back to my diet, Mike. I'm very unhappy. I have a beer here. I want this. I brought it out to advertise our sponsor.
What do you got there?
It's the Channel Marker Beach Day.
Channel Marker Beach.
An IPA.
It's going to be a hot Andy summer when he gets in shape, so you get yourself a beach day from Channel Marker.
June 12th, I'm going to be in the 220s.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go shirts off. I don't give a fuck. Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah, so, I mean... I understand, like, a Channel Marker, it's not a massive place, so that event you're throwing would have to be invite-only anyway. I know that you and Mo have done the craft beer things, and it's like it's almost invite-only, but it's, you know, the group, the size of that group isn't that big anyway, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
but what is the date? So those of us that would get an invite would look for that.
It's right now, June 12th. Okay. That is the planned date. It's going to be a ticketed event that is invite only, like I said, but I'm going to invite more people that then can come in the first 50 to buy that ticket. Because I don't like doing events unless money goes somewhere good.
Right.
And I'd like to raise $1,000.
And
50 people.
And where is this good cause?
Actually, Channel Marker's picking. I think it's Beverly Bootstraps was maybe what they're going to do.
And this is for your beer that they're putting out.
They're making a North Shore Beefs beer. We talked about it. Last week I was there. It's going to be a juicy New England IPA with a grapefruit backbone in homage to my favorite beefing beverage, Fresca.
Oh, very nice.
It's going to be around 7.5% alcohol, 7% alcohol, nothing too crazy. It's going to, I have the logo all picked out. You saw the logo we had made. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I'm beyond excited. So that's the day I'm coming back to beer, the day that my beer comes out.
That's a good day to mark in the calendar. I like the fact that you went with the Fresca inspired, as opposed to like, because most people when you we're doing a North Shore Beefs, they would expect it to be like it would taste like a fucking sandwich. So you're mixing mayo and James River and all this stuff, and it's like, oh no, this is a drink you can have with your. I'm like, when you text me, I'm like, oh, that makes way more sense. Well done.
So we're being called out for not responding again in our engagement issues. So I'll answer this.
I can't see the comments suck all my dicks.
I'll answer this. If you were listening in the beginning, you would have heard I'm using Awaken 180, and Michael's not trying to lose weight because he's in great shape already.
Yeah.
Mike's going to keep eating and drinking like an asshole because he drinks Coors Lights and this light beer and doesn't make you fat.
Yep.
I'm going to stop drinking 400-calorie IPAs at a clip as fast as I can because I think that's fucking me up pretty bad.
Yeah, it's definitely you definitely have more of a portion control than anything else.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to beer.
So this weekend is my last hurrah with beer.
Yeah.
And I drank all weekend.
Sure.
I drank lots of things. I drank seltzers, I drank wine, I drank a bottle of red wine Friday night. But in between those things,
you'd think he's going to jail.
In between those things, I am in jail, trust me. At least jail has a fucking gym. I don't have to work. I'm going to work and eating like an asshole all day. It sucks.
At least in jail, you can have sex. Waka,
waka. Oh, hey. Get my dick sucked for the first time in a while.
There
all right.
There you go. A nice hairy blowjob.
Listen, I've learned a few things about that. According to John Wayne Gacy, it's not gay if you just like sucking dick and getting your dick sucked. Doesn't make you gay. He said, he it's a quote. He said, I'm not gay. I just like sucking dick and getting
my
dick
sucked.
That's
a quote. A serial killer said it. It must be fucking true.
Also, gay for the stay does not mean you're gay. I've heard that.
Gay for the what?
Gay for the stay. Gay if you're in jail.
Oh, just while you're in jail. Okay.
And I've also heard it's not gay if you're not touching the other guy. So there's many ways to avoid homosexuality. Well, I feel like it's just moving the finish line because you're definitely.
Look.
I have a different theory about it, and it's. Look,
it's one of those things. It's like. My opinion, it depends on the length of your stay. I'd say if you're a big enough guy that can defend himself, anything less than 10 years, you can live off of jacking off. Just saying.
Hold on. Some little pretty boy twink comes rolling up to you and wants to suck you off. You're saying no after a year. Come on, Mike. Grow up.
I mean, it depends on how much toilet wine I've had that night. But anything over 10 years, you might as well just, you know, bear down.
I don't know. Our timelines are different. That's okay, though.
That's all right.
Maybe I just want to do anything. Maybe I just want to have sex with a guy.
Maybe you just want to experiment. I mean, you are the one that tends to bring these topics up.
It's the my most fun topic of all time.
So one of the things I saw that you did in your last hurrah was go to Double Bull, which you've been to quite a few times in the last couple of weeks, which obviously Channel Marker has somewhat of a partnership with them. They brewed a beer for them. Explain, because I know I've promoted it, but I can't partake because I'm here getting a tan.
So Channel Marker brewed a beer specifically for Double Bull that's on their menu, and you can't get it anywhere else.
They took over in Peabody?
Oh, that was the Bancroft, and then it was the place that someone got stabbed at before that, P.F. Chang's.
The P.F. Chang's, yeah. But the Bancroft was, I like that place.
It's the same company.
Okay.
It's rebranded. So it's the same people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Bancroft was a little too uppity for me. A little too hoity-toity.
It was very nice. The food was good. Their whiskey selection was goddamn ridiculous. I've seen very few places, especially places located in a mall that had Pappy Van Winkle. Multiple bottles, right. But they did. That upstairs bar I really liked. But yeah, for the area, and especially, again, it's a mall. I think the Bancroft does a hell of a lot better in the Burlington location. But anyways.
Well, is there a Palana? The problem with the one in Peabody is next to Palana in Alto Forno, which is now Daniela's. So it's all high-end restaurants. You don't need you need a pub.
Yeah.
And instead of having a great whiskey selection, this place has the best beer selection I've ever seen.
Okay.
Their tap list is absurd. It's all local. It's not, you know, you don't get your bullshit like most places have.
Well, despite being a group that owns multiple restaurants, they're actually a local group.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things that it's like, it's not just like some big, you know, fucking nationwide thing came in and dropped a couple of high-end restaurants and pretending to be local because we put a couple beers on tap. They're actually from the area.
I go there for a couple of reasons. One is their draft list. Yep. Absurd. Two is they have a lot of gluten-free options for the wife. Important. She can eat. But they have this appetizer called Mexican street tots that is the greatest thing I've ever eaten.
Go on.
It's Mexican street corn plus tater tots.
Fuck off.
Yeah. They take corn they've shucked off the fucking cob and they just dump it on top of tater tots.
And just throw it with the sauce and cohesive.
Yeah. It's absurd.
That's fucking awesome.
If I'm going to jail to go have sex with men, I'm going there and going to get that first.
Can I just have a bucket there. Of fucking Mexican street tots? That's amazing.
I'm going to get street tots. I'm getting my asshole waxed and bleached. And I'm going to jail. That's the weekend.
So you'd go that route, huh? You'd actually spruce yourself up for the boys.
I want to look good.
Well, see, I think I'd go the... I'd, like, if you're going to go down there, you're going to earn it.
Well, I'll go manscape. I'll do it all.
You're going to earn it. It's going to be a goddamn... Fucking
no! Listen, if I'm
bush full, you know, you want full bush, and the ass bush is even bigger.
Some lady boys down there, they'll love it. Oh, so I have a side topic for us, Mike, that we haven't discussed yet. We do tons of show prep, as you know, but
obviously,
I like to wear.
We all text each other 10 minutes before the show, saying, "What's the topic again?
What do you want to talk about?" So I like to drink a lot. And I also have to interact with people in the mornings after I drink a lot. And I'm not a morning drinker. Never have been a morning drinker.
Same thing.
So sometimes when you drink a lot the night before, you smell like a brewery.
Yes. Yes.
And you can't get that smell out. Nope. I don't shower before work because I do construction.
See, I also drink a lot before work, and you still can't do that. You sap that out of you as the day goes on.
So what I do is I will do, you know, I brush my teeth, obviously, brush my tongue real good. Use some mouthwash.
You do the horse bath. You just douse yourself in cologne.
Yes. So listen, how the hell did you know? So
because it's our old fucking trick. Everybody horse baths when they drink a lot.
So I use deodorant. Or when you're just a
dirty bastard who wakes up late because they're hungover and looks at their fucking clock and says, well, I don't have time to shower. Whore's bath it is.
So I do my tongue brushing. I mouthwash rinse, deodorant. And then I take a spritz of cologne and I spray it up in the air and I walk into it. I don't douse myself. A little spritz. Just a little added bonus.
Just a little spritz. A little dab will do you.
So I'm at work yesterday. And me and my boy Harambe are getting a little close at work.
I fucking howled when I walked into the Africa section of Animal Kingdom. And the big goddamn sign that greeted me was Harambe. I'm like, holy shit. Now, my photography skills are amazing, by the way. There was a picture of beer I posted on the fucking beef, the craft beer group that it said like the big banner of Harambe behind it. You'll have to take a look, but
I'll find that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
immediately I'm like, oh my God, that's fucking hilarious.
Michael noticed I smelled particularly good because we were working in close quarters.
Yeah.
And he goes, are you wearing cologne? I go, yeah.
You're hanging like gutters and you fucking decide to put cologne on.
It's also, it's really expensive cologne. My wife just bought me.
Not it's Dracar Noir.
No, it's the stuff Johnny Depp sells.
Well, it's good to support. Bros before hoes.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And she shits the bed. Doesn't even matter. So
on purpose. When I do it, it's an accident.
Shit in the bed. I shit in your pants is one thing. Shit in the bed's a whole different level.
Yeah, I've never shit the bed, actually.
Shit in your pants, that happens. I mean, you gotta take a shit and someone's in the bathroom. Oh fuck, it happens.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes a fart just isn't a fart.
Yeah, Sauvage Dior, someone, MilfXO on Instagram has named it. So I put that on and Michael he can't imagine putting cologne on before going to work. I'm like, I don't want to smell like a fucking beer. I have to interact with people. It's bad enough my eyes look the way they do when I'm half a fucking sleep. If I smell like shit, I'm going to lose customers.
Here's the thing. That's the thing. You're the boss. You have to actually interact with the clients.
And he's like, well, buy Axe body spray. I'm like, I'm not buying fucking Axe body spray.
I'm going to wait until Christmas where my wife refills my cologne shipment in my stocking.
I had Cool Water cologne for 10 years, a small bottle.
Seriously?
This should have lasted me 20.
Cologne lasts a lifetime, and for some reason, the women in our lives think we need a new bottle every Christmas.
This is the first time I've had cologne. She bought me the last bottle over 10 years ago, and I do one squirt every day.
Yep.
I don't do Axe body spray. I never have done Axe body spray. I'm a fucking adult. I just want to smell pretty. I think the problem was, I think he got a little turned on.
Obviously.
That's the problem. It happens. I scream sex.
Obviously. I can't see many of the comments, but I can see over on Facebook, it looks like, oh God, my eyesight sucks. It's either Matt or Mike. I don't know. Ask what I'm drinking. So it's been like the worst tease ever for like 3 weeks. I've been talking about this beer I accidentally bought. I'm not going to tell the whole fucking story. It's Sweetwater Brewing Company, and it's the G13 IPA, the 420 strain, and I didn't read the 420 part until like after the fact because I pour the beer and, you know, give it a little sniff. And you're like, oh, that smells like weed. Okay, what's an IPA? Hops. Ha. And then I take a sip of it and it's like, oh, this tastes like fucking weed. And then I look at the can again and yeah, sure enough, it's meant to taste and smell like weed. Because as they say on the side of the can, we took an already dank IPA and married its hops with strain-specific turpenness.
All right.
And natural hemp-type flavor. The result is an aromatic, super hybrid, sticky IPA that's ready to rip 6%. And it's a strange new strain indeed is what it says. It's not bad, actually. And I hear that Patty Kelly's actually has it on tap.
They do. I think they might not be having it for much longer. It's not apparently it's been there for a while, couple of years.
Not bad.
I think that is what I'll do is I'll go to Patty Kelly's before golf on Wednesdays, and while I was drinking beer, I would generally do that as my chug beer.
It's your weed pre-golf beer.
Chug. I thought it actually had the marijuana in it, but it doesn't.
It certainly smelled like it did. And then when I saw like 420, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Well, I'm in Florida. It's not recreational legal here yet.
What freaked me out was, you know that Adam Sandler scene? Remember the old Adam Sandler CDs? And he would sell, it was one of the skits. He sold the guy paper clippings and said it was acid and pencil shavings. That was like me, because I thought I was on weed. But I wasn't. I was just on a 6% alcohol IPA. It smelled like weed. I'm like, wow, I'm fucking high. I wasn't.
You ever drank at Patty Kelly's? On weed?
Yes, I have. I'm drinking bourbon, if anybody cares.
On weed?
Not on weed. Not. Although that is coming. That could be the next step.
Yeah. That would be... Honestly, that would probably be a logical next step. It's often been... And of course, I made the dumbass mistake of when I thought of this, I moved to a state that doesn't have it legal and recreationally. That was always my go-to. It's like, oh, I want to, you know, cut back on the drinking. Maybe I'll fucking hit the dispensary. But, you know, I just got to go to the doctor and get a fucking card, basically.
Are they still doing cards in Florida?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what everybody does down here until we change the politics. Anyway.
So you can shoot someone who's innocent walking up to you, yelling at you, but you can't smoke weed.
Yeah.
That's the standard. You literally could. If I charged at you in public, Mike, yes. In Florida, yes. You can shoot me dead.
I'm aware what standard
But I can't
is.
Smoke weed.
Correct.
What a fucking... Can we just, like, circumcise the fucking dick of America and let it float away to Cuba? I don't like it. That place fucking bothers me.
Well, I'm working on it. I just got here.
The weather's great in this Disney, but god damn it. Don't worry. Florida.
I just got here. I'm waiting on furniture, for Christ's sake. So, you know, eventually, you know, I'll move into politics and I'll, you know, have this completely free state of, you know, guns and weed.
I mean, guns, Jesus. Did we talk about my brother coming to my house with a fucking gun? Have we talked about that?
No.
My own brother. He's a big concealed carry guy, which I don't care, but he's also a psycho. So he came to my house to pick up his son, who's at my daughter's birthday party. They're the exact same age, pretty much, like days apart. He was packing heat. We live in the same fucking city, a quarter mile from each other. He showed up with a fucking gun and made sure I knew about it. I have to put a sign up that says no guns in my house. I don't want a gun here.
See, that's the thing. The making sure you knew about it is the interesting part.
Sure, I'm sure plenty of people have concealed carry around me. I don't care.
Don't worry, I got this covered.
It's called concealed carry for a reason. Hide it, you fucking whack job.
Conceal it.
Yeah, well, how the fuck are you showing me your Glock? Where the fuck it was, you whack job? Tell me, I only got 10 rounds, fucking stupid laws. You shouldn't have any. Not you. I know my brother. He shouldn't have any gun. He shouldn't have a gun. Never.
All these motherfuckers want to be the killer. They can't buy one. They got to buy two.
Jesus, I couldn't fucking believe that he's like, yeah, braggy. Fuck off. Go home. The thing was that with that is, though, either he had the gun at home on his hip.
Yep.
Or he put it on to come get me, get his kid. Either way, what?
Because you live, obviously, in the mean streets of Danvers.
The ghettos of Danvers.
In the ghetto.
I mean, I do. My backyard does abut houses that abut are on a main street. So I guess for Danvers, that's like the fucking hood.
Yeah.
But my street's pretty quiet, except for that goddamn highway.
Which a highway drive by at about 65 to 80. Oh, yeah, you're hitting a lot.
Just like, come on. Fuck off. Fuck all the way off. Leave me alone. Go home. Take your kid and go home.
Take your kid, take your Glock, come. Go the fuck
and the
home.
Kid, the kid's awesome, too. My nephew's cool as shit. And it's like, your dad sucks. Come on. He's got a gun.
He's got a gun in Danvers.
Why does he have a gun? Why did you bring a gun to my house?
More importantly, why does he think alone? I want to know about it?
Yeah. Why? He raised his arms, and he's got this odd body where he has to wear weird-sized shirts because he's fat and short and narrow. And so he picks his arms up. His shirt comes over his waist. And he showed me, like, raised his arms to show me something he did, and, like, the gun came out. Then he, like, smirks, like, I'm supposed to, like, wow, can I see it? No. Put it away. I don't like him. That's just my opinion on it. You can have a gun. Stay out of my house with it.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah,
it's Danvers.
Fucking Danvers.
He should go to. You should switch spots with him. He should go to Florida. He belongs down there.
No, I'm not.
The fucking concealed carry.
What? No. More people keep telling me, "Oh, you gotta come back. You gotta come back to Massachusetts." Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, don't come back. Don't ever come back.
I feel real
good. Don't even visit.
I feel real good.
Don't even visit.
Well, that was just
don't even visit.
I had four trips back north planned this summer. I'm down to one. In a week. I was like, I'm down to one. Anybody wants to see me, you come to fucking Florida.
Yeah, exactly. See you next fucking winter. Jesus.
You want to come, fucking come down. I got a second bedroom or Disney World is 2 hours away. You go buy a fucking hotel room.
I'm coming to Disney this year, I think. I got one last hurrah with my kid. There's no way she's going to want to go to Disney much longer than this.
You'll have that gap in time. So how old is she?
Yeah, 15.
15. Okay, so yeah, you got to get one more in. And then when she turns 21 and you guys can do Epcot, you're golden.
Oh, it's going to be a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
Epcot. I've done Epcot the wrong way many times.
Epcot.
In the keep back 6 feet. We have AIDS. AIDS t-shirts and Epcot. Fucking send it.
AIDS,
let's go.
I got AIDS. Give me a beer.
Yeah, give me a beer. I cannot be in this line. What I want right now is one of those frozen beers from Japan.
Oh,
they're so fucking good.
I had one of those on fucking Thursday.
They're one of my favorites. And the beer is just fine, but the fucking fact that the head's frozen and dissipates and makes God, professional stuff right there.
Fantastic. Fantastic shit. That honestly, I mean, that's one of the things that I like about being down here and being a fan of the parks is like I can now do it on a very casual basis. Like I know I posted in the beer group and on Instagram and shit. Like I went to Hollywood Studios with Thursday afternoon. And I'm like, oh, I haven't done Tower of Terror in a couple of years. All right, I'll go take a look at it. And it was a 145-minute wait. And the line was literally wrapping around. I go, nope, going to go see what the Aerosmith roller coaster looks like because it's right next to it. We're closed for the afternoon. Okay, I'm going to the Baseline Tap House to get a big old pretzel and a flight of fucking beer. And I'm going to sit this out and see what comes up. I enjoyed my afternoon with zero fucking stress because, like, if I want to go on Tower Tower, I can go next week on my day off.
My second time bringing my kid to Disney. My mother is down there too. She's, I don't know where the fuck she is. Winter Haven, I think.
Sure.
It's just 45 minutes from Disney, roughly.
All right.
So we go down and visit her. My daughter was probably five.
West Coast, I'm guessing?
No, right in the middle. It's not, no coast.
Oh, okay.
So my daughter's like 5 years old and my wife is convinced that Tower of Terror is an okay ride for a 5 year old.
It is.
And she, yeah, no, you don't have my kid. So she convinces her to stay in line. We force her to get on it because it's not that bad.
It's not.
She doesn't trust us to this day. All trust lost. She ran off the ride after it was over and ran to my mother and didn't talk to me the rest of the day. My five-year-old put me on fucking timeout status, like cold-shouldered me because she was so fucking scared of that ride.
Which is funny because when I was a kid, one of the things I gained a trust for my mother was the way she soothed me into getting into roller coasters and stuff was by simply saying, Michael, Disney would not hurt you.
Oh, well, they hurt her.
Get on a roller coaster and go.
What? You know how mad you would have been if you got molested by some park person? Disney would not hurt you. They hurt people every fucking day. Those people in those suits hurt people.
My mother wanted to go on Space Mountain. End of story.
Space Mountain's fine. Tower of Terror scared the fuck out of me.
Long as loud. Oldest ride, baby.
Oh, it's a good ride, though. That one still works. To this day, Space Mountain's good.
It still works. They're gonna ruin Splash Mountain soon, but whatever.
So you're a beer expert now. That's pretty exciting.
I am a beer expert. If you haven't noticed, I have been drinking many, many craft beers that are owned by major multi-billion dollar conglomerates and around the globe. Most of them Anheuser-Busch or InBev.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Molson Coors as well, you know, as all experts do.
So quick question, Mike. When you are at a restaurant... Yeah. And you see a beer menu or at the liquor store, the Publix, wherever you consume your beer.
Sure.
Do you, you don't Google the origin of the brewery and who owns it and who, when the CEO stepped down, or do you just buy a beer that you think might be good?
Well, generally speaking, the origin, the parent company that owns it, none of that has anything to do with the fact that that one's 2-for-1.
Ah, yes, the old Florida rules specials.
2-for-1. That's, and it couldn't have been better. I guess because this week is Cinco de Mayo, the Dos Equis and Coronas were 2-for-1. So that was my acceptance speech as an expert. A big German boot with Mickey Mouse on it, filled with Dos Equis, mocking everything you love.
See, I don't care what you do, because I'll tell you why.
Because you're in on the joke, you fuck.
Of course, that's true too. I mean, I do
say
get the,
you to the people watching.
Yeah, I get the content first.
Yes,
that's good. So, but also, if I live around here and I'm tapped into the craft beer community,
So, if we're gonna take it a little bit on a serious tip, there isn't a large craft beer offering down here in Florida, and even the ones, like, legitimately ones that I think are craft beer end up not being craft beer.
I think the first
show we did when I was down here, I was legitimately, I'm like, I'm gonna try a Florida beer just for this fucking show. And what, one of the first comments was, dude, fucking oh man, yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Who fucking cares, dude? It's,
I mean, I get it around here. I'm friends with the local brewers, literally friendly.
Sure.
So
sure,
I will buy their beer, support a friend, but I'll also buy fucking Trulies.
Here's
because they're good and I'm fat.
Like, I also don't care. Like, I'm not a like, I've always said, like my type of beer is fucking light and cheap and on tap.
Like your sister.
Exactly. I'm not fucking picky. I don't give a shit. I got, like, I remember, so there was an episode we were filming of the TV show, and I was running late to the shoot, and apparently it was a big beer place, and they said, oh, our beer guy is running late, but he'll be here, and you're going to talk to our beer, Dum-Dum kept calling me his beer guy, and I show up, and this guy, fucking bartender, beverage manager, whatever the fuck his title was, is like, oh, so you're the beer guy. I'm like, yeah, I guess. And he's like, oh, so like I homebrew and I fucking do this. Like, what's your go-to drink? And I'm like, I don't know, usually like Coors Light or something. Like, whatever's light and cheap. Because I'm being honest with him.
Yeah.
I'm fucking talking to him. Like, I just walked through the fucking door and got like hit with this shit. Like, I didn't know the whole setup of it. Even if I did, I still would have done it to make dummy look stupid. And
the beer guy,
yeah, our beer guy is coming in. And so I'm, doing other things, and they got their beer guy mic'd up, and my cameraman comes around and comes to me and goes, so he's been talking a lot of shit about you the whole time he's been mic'd up. Their fucking beer guy drinks fucking Coors Lights. And blah, 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 blah. I go, okay, cool. I got to interview him. Guess who had a stutter that I didn't let fucking calm down? Guess who I fed into and made super fucking nervous? Because as someone who did that on a daily basis, I know how heavy or light to take an interview so that I can make you either comfortable or nervous. And when I notice, I'm going to fucking lean into your goddamn stutter.
So you made friends as usual.
No, fucked him. They weren't a sponsor. I didn't give a shit.
Well, you're an expert, though, so that's...
But now I'm an expert. Now I got nominated to be an expert. I accepted the nomination. I got myself a fucking badge. I accidentally put myself as an expert of yoga, which I took off, I think. I don't know.
I like that. I like that.
But yeah, so hilarious that my whole... Like, this all started with Mo calling me a pussy for drinking Coors Light, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to make a mockery of your fucking group, and now it's turned into I'm a goddamn expert of your group.
You're an expert.
It has come full circle. It has come full circle.
What's funny about this is, as like everything else in this world, I invent it and someone else takes it. I thought it'd be funny to name one of the beef group members who's been really posting a ton an expert.
Yeah.
And not name people who've been in the group for years experts.
Right.
To see what would happen.
Right.
And boy, did it work. She went off as in she's fucking the expert. Like, it meant something. She rules the world. And she would use her
sash, for fuck's sake.
Yes. Well, they made it for her, but yes.
Still, she wore it.
Yes.
Good for her. Look, content is content. Fucking
lean in.
Wear your goddamn crown.
Oh, I'm fully on board to keep her moving. Keep going. Because people like her and people hate her. It's called being polarizing.
Well, also, I mean, the beef group is very much like pro wrestling fans. They see a moderately attractive woman involved in their thing, and they just basically try to rape her. So it's going to become kind of that thing. Where.
So she even went as far as to create an event, a meet and greet.
For herself.
For herself, to meet the girl in line. Which, great. I love this. It. I'm encouraging this behavior.
Run your gimmick. Live your gimmick. I fucking love that shit.
To the point that she doesn't even drink beer, and she's an expert in the beer group, just to bother people.
The beer group I'm in?
Yeah, she's in that group.
See, that's the thing. I don't fucking notice it because I'm so self-involved. I'm such a fucking self-absorbed asshole that I don't notice anything else.
Well, I'm trying to help them get that group to grow, and it's having trouble.
Well, you basically demolished Vinny's group because I guess they were nice to each other. That was their crime.
Yeah, well, don't be nice. And Vinny also would chug fucking water and shit. Come on. That's what we don't have, Vinny. Drink a fucking beer.
But now he's come over.
Yeah, he took like 2 months off and would chug water at night. What are you doing? With your ponytail.
He was trying to keep his group alive. I was with a member of his group at Disney, actually. And she kept saying, she's like, I don't even feel the need to do a chug video because, like, you guys have kind of taken it over. I'm like, no, well, don't blame me. I didn't fucking do shit. I'm trying to ruin this group.
He has a really sick logo, though. I love his logo.
It's really good.
That logo is great.
Yeah. So like, you might want to like have a little collaboration thing or just at very least get his logo guy to make something.
Absorb
the group. Yeah, all 14, you can come over.
I think my bourbon group's going to blow up tonight, I'm thinking. Now I'm drinking bourbon. 57 members, pretty solid. Yeah.
I'm an expert on craft beer, apparently. The best was you wouldn't nominate me, but you planted the seed in what's his name's ear,
Charlie.
Sure, and the video. Like, first of all. Was there a bell happening in his video? Because I didn't watch it with sound on. That's the thing.
Of course not. Yeah, you never do.
First of all, I don't care enough to turn the volume up. But people kept commenting about a bell. Tell me what happened with the bell.
Oh, you think I watched it with sound on?
Thank you. Thank you.
You know how many fucking videos there are a day? I love that group, but there are 500 videos a day in that group.
So anyway. He made some slideshow, which I always find when stuff like this is done odd and creepy at the same time. Oh,
the production value was shit.
Production value was garbage, but the fact that like he went through and like dug up selfies and one was a Instagram story screenshot and shit like that, and it's like, wow, man, you really tried hard to fail. Like, like, congratulations. That was shit. And it could have been at the very least like a D minus as opposed to a fucking double F, because he filmed it with his phone and then pulled the phone away before the video was done playing. And then he pulled it himself and it's upside down.
Yeah.
Then apparently there's a fucking bell.
So I actually, I'm in a group chat with a bunch of those guys and we were discussing who we were going to pick and I wasn't in the conversation and I looked up and Chow was like, I'm going to do Mike Went. I'm like, how are you going to steal Mike from me? He goes, because you suck them off every Tuesday. It's no fun. I said, fine. And I picked someone who hated me.
Everybody wants to suck me off.
You have no idea, Mike. Everyone tells me every day how much they want to suck you off. Like, you're the suck-off king. But the whole, yeah, so my DMs
line them all up and I'll do them like fucking circus seals.
My DMs are full of salty beef group guys who really want the expert tag.
Who cares?
Obviously,
do you know how many fucking pages? Because, like, much like you said with the breweries, I became friends with many restaurant owners. So you like their posts incessantly. Just you scroll through like. But they're all like pages. So every couple days you get another notification. You're a fan, or you're a mega fan, or you're doing I'm like, I don't want any badges. I don't need your stinking badges.
It's stupid, but these, I think, but
this one I took because it's like that is a fucking,
oh, it's hilarious.
That's a feather in the cap of exactly what I'm doing.
That's why certain people have picked. I can't be an expert.
Aren't you like a moderator or some shit?
It doesn't matter. I can still be an expert. Oh, okay. I can't be an expert.
Why?
I've been zucked too many times. Mark Zuckerberg does not allow people who have been zucked to be experts.
That's the other thing.
Can you imagine?
As much as people hate me online, I've never been zucked.
So I didn't know that. I was trying to add them to the beef page. When I first discovered the expert thing was something, I took it kind of serious where I was like, okay, I'll give people who aren't moderators, aren't the MVB, whatever, some recognition. Because the beef page is important to some people.
It's like an honorable mention.
Sure. And I found out I couldn't like give it to Dan Bob, say. I'm like, why? The guy posts every fucking day. He's literally the expert. Like, if you're going to have an expert, it's Dan.
Right.
And I found out why. His account's been shut down a million times. I could add his mother, his daughter, and his wife as experts, not him.
Interesting.
Bullshit. That's what it is. Bullshit.
You know what you got to do? You got to sign up for a Twitter account. Apparently, it's fucking Freedom Land or some shit.
Well, yeah, they can steal our content.
Holy shit. Hilarious that you sent that right before we started. I don't care about what the Twitter handle is because they got 33,000 followers, so fuck them. They got enough exposure. But the fact that that picture I took over 3 years ago at Supreme in Danvers of that beef sandwich,
mm-hmm.
the fact that it's basically developed a life of its own, it's the most stolen picture of a roast beef sandwich, I think, ever.
Oh, yeah, ever.
100%. Ever.
I might repost it tonight on Instagram.
Please do. Please do. Yeah. And don't give me credit. Nobody,
oh, no,
nobody
no,
else
no.
does.
I'll tag myself.
Please. Yeah. Photo credit me.
Yeah. And what's funny about that post, they had a picture of three sandwiches in one cartoon. And the cartoon, I didn't write the cartoon. I'm not an artist. Neither was the person who made this cartoon. Terrible quality. But they used all my fucking acronyms that I invented.
Well, the funny thing is I've seen that exact cartoon somewhere on the beef page. Like, it exists. It's been
around for years. It's an article.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Some guy did an article on the North Shore beef. He fucking butchered it, fucked the entire thing up, and used all the acronyms to make a cartoon to show what you're looking for. Like, fresh, pink, and warm beef, cheese in the bottom, sauce-to-mayo ratio, nicely griddled bun. All my fucking babies.
That everybody's using fresh, pink, and warm. It's like Andy made a pussy joke on the toilet, and to this day, the Boston fucking Globe is posting it.
I made a pussy joke on AAF. That's where that came from.
Oh, was that where that
started? I said it to Danielle and Greg. I said, you want your beef fresh, pink, and warm? And it was the closer. It was the joke of the time.
Boom.
I mean, that was the one.
Nailed it.
Dropped.
Speaking of bastardizing your content and radio, you sent me another beef tournament. Timely.
Yep.
Just post-Marsh Madness, I guess. But
May Madness.
May Madness. And I guess this is the culmination. And now that I think of it, he's done it for a few years now, I think. Adam 12, who's a great guy. And he basically goes around the beef shops. And like, I notice his beef content rises when he's about to do this.
Smart guy.
But the matchups?
I saw the first one and I stopped looking.
I actually scrolled all 32 of them.
So I heard of some of them that were like taking two great shops, like Jamie's versus Athas in the first round.
Jamie's versus Athas is like the only competition. The rest of them are just fucking washouts.
And then you had like there was Anthony's and Tewksbury versus Tessie's.
Well, I'm guessing he married them just because of the location.
That's what it was. It was location.
Because there was a couple. There was two Reddings against each other. Both Nick's and Beverly are against each other. But Jamie's and Athas was only like the big heavy hitters going against each other in the first round.
What I thought was funny is the first matchup of the first round when you first click the thing, it's Arby's versus Kelly's. Like,
well,
you're including Arby's?
Here's the thing. I get that from a used-to-do radio standpoint where it's like Mo and Joe fucking couch potato aren't going to know Jamie's or Athas. They're just not.
I guess.
They're just not. But if they see Kelly, Kelly's. I've been to Kelly's on the beach and in Saugus, and it was in Goodwill Hunting, and Arby's, every fucking ham and egg or strap hanger knows.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If he wanted to steal my content, he could have stolen the actual bracket. It's still posted. It's literally in my fucking link. Like when the whores have the link in bio and it's for their OnlyFans, I have a beef bracket and a merch website. I might set up an OnlyFans, just take tech pics.
You should.
Just nipple. Close up nipples.
You should. You should document your fucking dieting. It should just be a fucking screenshot, a fucking picture of your feet on a scale. That's it. Just a
dip. Only beefs.
Only beefs. Daily pictures of your feet on a scale.
And my nipples.
$10 a month to watch me lose weight, you fucks.
Ugh. People would too. They're gross. Especially my feet, the feet fetish people. I got gross feet and they'd love it. I have like opposable thumbs on my feet. I can grab stuff. It's weird.
That's fucking bizarre.
It's my kid can too. We have like monkey feet.
So I mean, ultimately though, you're gonna have to get in touch with Adam 12 and just set him straight on this term.
Oh yeah, I didn't already do that. We didn't already plan something.
No. But you
know me. I don't reach out immediately.
No. There was another show that did beefs recently. Did you reach out to them?
Oh yeah, more travel.
More travel, kid.
That kid had a haircut and a half. How, if your head is that narrow and tall, why do you add 6 inches fucking of hair?
It's hereditary.
I know, but Charlie has a normal face. That kid had a tall face. It's like I have a round head. I can go tall hair.
Right.
You don't have tall face and tall hair. It's stupid.
So what happened?
He needed me to drop everything and like drive to North Andover at 10 in the morning on a Wednesday. I'm like, bud, I have a job. Beefing isn't my life.
Jesus Christ.
Hammers went there because Hammers on leave because he hurt himself. Another guy was in the air.
Drive to North Andover at 10 a.m. What are you, fucking me for the last 20 years?
Literally, that's where we had the same neighborhood. You do a drive-by on the way out of there sometimes. Make my presence known if I'm going to Bellas. I've been known to drive by and beep.
Lay on the horn.
I've definitely never driven by that person's house with Snapchat open and yelled, go fuck yourself. Into my kid. It's not my favorite thing to do to random people. Yell, go fuck yourself at their house while I drive by beeping.
I mean, he's the one that put a studio in his basement and invites people over to his house.
It's a fact. You can't do it. I gotta tell you though, I didn't do that show. I used to drop everything when we first started doing this to do these things. And then I realized how unimportant all these things are.
Well, also, we get paid to do this.
Yes. Yeah, pay me. I'll fucking show up.
And, like, we do this from our home.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you want me to go to North Andover at 10 o'clock in the morning and sit there so I can get, what, 3 seconds of airtime and you'll cut my fucking Instagram tag from it? No.
3 to 4 hours, I was told it would take.
And
for what? I go, bud, pick a night. Bring a fucking cell phone. Let's go sit in Bill and Bob's. We'll have Roxy in the background. We'll talk for 10 minutes. I'll go home. It's not that complicated, you fucking weirdo. And also, his fucking thing has no... It's not a real show yet. You don't have a show, so how are you trying to fucking big time me? You don't have anything. You might have a show someday. Congratulations. So might I. I'm still talking to fucking 104.9 about doing a dumb Saturday morning show.
Please stop.
Why?
Please stop. You will hate every part of it.
I don't care.
I mean, do it.
I want to be mainstream.
I know you want to be mainstream. I know, but you know, and here's the thing. I want to continue dragging us down so we only live on the internet and get paid to be on the internet.
Yeah, I know. That's tough.
Because, you know, when you become mainstream, you'll learn you have to start paying like the other hacks.
Ah.
So yeah. So when you become mainstream, you know the how we split the sponsorship dollars between us?
Yeah, 50-50.
So they take 50% and you get whatever's left. So if you have a co-host and if there's a salesperson involved, they get 20%. So that's 70%. So now you get 30% to split between you and your co-host who have done all the work and have all the equipment and like actually brought the I'm just shitting on people again. Sorry, that's just what I do, I guess. I don't
know.
Sour grapes.
What I was told I had the option of doing, which is probably not allowed for your friend there because he didn't want to invest.
Yeah.
I could buy my airtime and own the airtime, and then whatever I made is mine. And I just wanted to break even. I talked to someone who doesn't work there anymore, and she said, it's this much. If you want an engineer, it's $100 more. You get an hour. It wasn't cheap.
Were they offering you the podcast option or the radio option?
No, no, this was a radio option. This was a hour, 10 in the morning Saturday show.
Okay. So buy your airtime.
Yeah, it was like $500 for an hour.
Oh, okay. So.
And then they give them money, and I wanted to sell advertising, I'd get it.
That's accurate. That's actually accurate. I see, because I refuse to pay for airtime. So.
Oh yes, yeah. You guys were real. I'm just some schmuck who wants to have a show to say he did something.
Right.
Dum
Dum pays for all the airtime.
I'll break even. I have no problem breaking even. I just want to. I'll lose money.
Yeah, that's why Dummy cannot be canceled, because he pays for all his airtime.
Smart man. Not really.
I guess.
I missed this week's episode, though. I really wanted to watch it. It's on Sunday mornings, right? Is it on Sunday mornings? Or is that Phantom going, man, I can't keep track.
I live in Florida.
All right, so I missed whatever was on Sunday morning. This is my shitty attempt at a segue, Mike.
Segue? We're almost running out of time, so we...
I know. I want to get to a quick little... I ran a 5K because I'm a fucking moron this weekend.
Oh, that's right. We forgot that bit. Okay.
I brought my kid woke me up Sunday morning around about 7:30.
Terrible segue.
Yeah, awful. And she said, I need a ride to the 5K. And I thought she had a ride. She had a ride lined up. Okay. And I was told that, but whatever. So I got my fat ass out of bed. I put on some sneakers, no socks, sweatpants, and a t-shirt. And I drove her to North Andover. And I said, how long are you going to be here for? She was, I don't know. I want to run a 5K.
That would have been a better segue, by the way. Speaking of driving to North Andover.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I'm not good at this. I'm on bourbon.
Professional broadcast.
Yeah. So I get there and I'm like, am I going to sit in my truck while she runs a 5K? What a fucking lazy douchebag move this is.
How long is a 5K?
So, 3.1 miles.
Time-wise?
If you're running it, 25 to 35, depends on how good you are. Walking it, under an hour.
How good is she?
Oh, she was walking with her team.
Okay.
It was her softball team. They was a fundraiser for the...
You could have taken a drive, gotten some breakfast, gone to a diner.
Could have done a lot of things, yeah. But I was...
Jerked off.
Yeah, right into my fucking hand, wipes it on my seat. But I said, I'll walk it. I'm gonna walk the 5K. It's for a good cause.
Okay, so you joined in.
35. I walked up to the counter, registered $35. Here you go. Got a nice pink T-shirt, and I don't know anybody. And walking a 5K alone is creepy.
Wait a minute. So you weren't walking with your daughter.
My daughter's walking with a team, and I don't know what the fuck she is.
So what the fuck was that team like? You. All right, so I'm going to break that barrier down and where I was pretending to not know what you were doing. You were in a group with the same T-shirt. That wasn't your fucking daughter's team?
The entire place had the same T-shirt on. Every runner got the T-shirt. 3,100 people got the T-shirt.
Oh.
So I got to the start line, and I'm like, I can't find my kid, and I'm walking close to the start line. I have this app on my phone that's LoJack for both of us, so I can see where she is. She can see where I am. I'm walking what I think is toward her. I'm walking the wrong way. I'm getting further away from her. I said, fuck it. There's a sea of people on both directions. I'm going to start walking this 5K. So I crossed the start line.
This explains so much as to why you basically live streamed the 5K.
Yeah, because I was bored.
Because
I didn't know
anybody. Alone.
So I start doing it.
This
I start
like
walking.
A bar.
And I'm hungover out of my mind. Like I drank so much this weekend. It was silly. And I didn't sleep much. I probably got 6 hours of sleep.
Right.
And I start realizing, I'm like, I can't walk this 5K alone. It looks like I'm a creep. So I said, I'm going to jog. And all of a sudden, I jogged to 5K, walked to 5K, jogged to 5K. I was high-fiving people on the street.
I'm glad you're revealing all this, because while I'm watching your Instagram, I'm like, he's only jogging at the points he's recording.
Oh, no, there was definitely some walking involved. Oh,
I'm watching. There's a lot of hills. There's no fucking way Andy Ferg is actually running a 5K. We all used to do a lot of things, Andy. We all used to be athletes at one time. Then we got fucking old, fat, and alcoholic. And I'm watching.
I was already those things.
I'm watching it be like, he's definitely only recording while he's running.
That was partially true. I mean, I only recorded while I ran, but I also ran while I wasn't recording.
Also, people with epilepsy probably shouldn't have watched that one, because holy shit, you were shaky as fuck.
Well, I was hungover. I needed a beer.
You were running and fucking live streaming.
I drank six waters while I ran. That's how dehydrated I was.
You should have drank six waters and then ran and then drank.
I drank one before. Yeah.
600.
Anyways,
wouldn't have hydrated you.
I should be cunt of the week for making myself run that race, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Now that's a segue.
That's a fantastic segue. Cunt of the week.
I try to live my life every day. Keep out of strife. Come what may, I try to do unto others as I'd have them do to me. But it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see. You are a cunt.
Mike, I'm not a big fan of talking about politics.
Wow, mine's political too.
Oh, good. I don't.
This part we
like,
don't plan, by the way.
No. So I don't like talking politics. It gets you nowhere. I actually do enjoy talking politics in person and yelling at people.
I do not.
Like my family at work. It's great. It's good sparring. It's good. It's good practice.
You're great at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but yesterday that was leaked that the Supreme Court's going to reverse Roe versus Wade. I'm not a woman. I don't have a vagina. I don't think I'll ever get an abortion unless I go through some changes. But it really bothers me when these fucking politicians who take religion and make it part of the world, and they don't want these women to have a baby, or that they want to have a baby, even if they were raped. You know, if you were raped by your uncle, he knocked you up and you live in Texas. If you don't know you're pregnant in 6 weeks, right this second, you can't get an abortion. Not to mention when they overturned the law and they outlawed in Texas. You know how big Texas is?
It's pretty big.
You have to leave the state.
It's pretty big.
So if you live in central Texas and you're poor,
yeah,
and you get knocked up and raped, you have to go to a different state. You can't go to Oklahoma because they're also outlawing it. And I'm not political. I'm not religious. I just don't like when fucking politicians want to reverse a law to give a woman the right to choose what to do with her own body after 56 years. It bothers me. I saw it last night. I said, are you fucking kidding me? What kind of cunt thinks that's their right? And it happened because of certain people were elected in office and nominated Supreme Court justices that have the same agenda. And that's the fucking the end of it. It just pisses me off. I don't like it.
Here's and to not to get too deep into this again, because I agree with basically everything you said. So is it I'm coming across as such a dummy.
What was it?
And what is it now? So
okay, so Roe versus Wade is a court case that made abortion legal in the country.
The country.
Where it used
and
yeah,
now,
it used to
now,
be,
and now it's each individual state has.
It's going to be, yes.
Has the basically the authority to say whether it's legal or illegal.
Yes, they can determine when it's legal and when it's not legal, and who can do it, and all that stuff.
Are these really the most fucking important topics we could be discussing? I hate.
No.
Here's the thing. I hate that guy who, when you're, it usually happens when I'm, again, sitting at the bar trolling people on fucking TMZ comments, you know, most recently, like the Super Bowl halftime thing, where it's like, you know, there's more important topics like war and shit than fucking Eminem taking a knee. And I hate that fucking dick.
Yeah, of course.
But isn't there more important things to discuss than what a woman does with her body?
Nope. Like, not according to these people.
Like, seriously, I don't know. I just this is again why I just can't fucking stand politics, because this is a decision I shouldn't be making.
No.
This is like, again, like a woman's decision to have an abortion or not have an abortion. Like, that's not something we should be voting on.
No,
it's not something we should be voting on.
Well, it's not even that we voted on it. It's that we voted on people who have the ability to appoint people to make that decision.
There definitely shouldn't be a bunch of old people in a courthouse in Washington voting on it either.
No, leave it alone. You made the decision 56 years ago.
Like,
it's done. Leave it alone.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how my state's falling on this. I'm guessing how they probably could. I'm pretty sure I could guess. But
although a lot of meth pregnancies.
But like, and if my neighbor gets an abortion, I don't think I should have a say in that. So my vote shouldn't like. Again, I've always kind of felt though, my vote shouldn't count because I don't give a shit about most of it. And most of the time, I'm going to vote for The Rock.
Well,
is he an option in this Roe versus Wade thing?
Yeah,
is it
Roe
versus Wade versus The Rock for WrestleMania 37?
Yes, they fight.
It's fantastic. I'm voting for The Rock.
And The Rock's given abortions by going for gut punches. He's trying to kill kids that way.
He's got the rock bottom.
Rock bottom is going to fucking try and do abortions that way.
So funnily enough, my cunt of the week also has to do with politics. And it's the person who insists on talking politics despite the fact you clearly don't want to speak to them at all, let alone about politics. Example, sitting at the bar. I'll talk to the bartender. Maybe if there is a random attractive girl in Johnny Brown's on that rare occasion that one of them walks in, I might try to chat her up. Maybe, depending on my mood and depending on how I look. Sometimes I'm a horror show. I'll check the bathroom cracked mirror. But generally, I'm sitting next to a chain-smoking degenerate. And when I'm buried in my phone, and just because you see something on TV that sparks your political agenda doesn't mean, hey, turn to the guy that hasn't even looked up from his phone once and have a fucking 45-minute conversation at him as opposed to with him. So the best way to describe it is Tropic Thunder. They're walking through the jungle, and Jay Baruchel's character is talking about the differences between Blu-ray and HD DVD, and he's walking. They're all single file line, and he's behind Robert Downey Jr. And he's talking, and he's going, well, the big difference is whichever one the gaming stations go with, and of course the porn industry is big in this, so most of the time Blu-ray is going to win over HD DVD. And at a certain point, Robert Downey Jr. is turning, are you fucking talking to me? I wasn't paying attention at all. That's how I am with everyone that starts talking politics at me. Like, have you been talking this whole time waiting for a response? I'm sorry, sir. I've been sitting under this fan hoping your cigarette smoke blows in that direction. That's all I care about you. Like, why are you, like, I don't... Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. And like I said, my vote shouldn't count because I don't give a shit. I vote for The Rock.
The irony of this, that I brought up politics out of nowhere, and you hate the guy who brings up politics, is not lost on me.
It's true. But yours was topical.
Yes.
Yours wasn't just our guy lost a couple years ago, and now we're still bitching about it.
Ah, yes. That conversation.
It happens
my
a lot
favorite.
In Florida.
Oh, yeah. No, my mother lives down there. The golf carts are hilarious.
Oh.
They used to have teams on them. Now they have presidents on them.
Yep.
Like you'd see a Vikings golf cart, but now they all have MAGA on them.
Here's the thing. I'm seriously shopping for a golf cart.
You should be.
It started as a joke with me and my cousin, and it's become kind of a thing, especially because I have two parking spots here at the place. And it's like, I got nothing to put in that parking spot. And there's reserved golf cart parking spots in prime real estate at Johnny Brown's.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, man, I'm fucking.
You could get to, hold on, you could get to Johnny Brown's by a golf cart?
I can.
Oh, my God, buy one tomorrow.
And I will.
That's incredible.
I'm shopping for the right one.
Yeah, you need one with flames on it or something.
Well, you need one with, you know, nice wheels and enough seats to carry the whole fucking family, you know, the whole deal. Yeah, it's going to happen. I'm going to be a golf cart person.
I hope so. I'm rooting for you.
I am.
One time I floated a golf cart with my wife in the back and dumped her out of the back of it. So it was one of those ones that didn't have golf club spots. It had seats, and she wasn't quite sitting, and I hit the gas because I was hammered, and she hit the ground. Still brings it up.
Look,
once in a while.
I'm going to say, you got to hang on.
Yeah. Or wait for her to sit down. Either way, you know.
Well, okay. So 50-50. Maybe,
I'm taking some blame.
Mostly 70-30 on you.
Oh, yeah. I'll take it. I'll wear that.
Is that it?
I think I'm done, yeah.
All right. Thank you to Patty Kelly's, 154 Washington Street in Peabody, at Patty Kelly's on Instagram. Monday and Wednesday's karaoke and brunch on Friday through Sunday, noon to 3, open till 1 a.m. daily. And for the time being, they have this weed beer on tap from Sweetwater. Gary Girolamo Group, Cross Country Mortgage, at buy and refi.
Refry.com.
How many beers has Mike had and he can't read anymore? Buy and refi on Instagram, crosscountrymortgage.com. Channel Maca Brewing, kid, 95 Rantoul Street in Beverly, at Channel Maca Brewing on Instagram. ChannelMacaBrewing.com for the tap hours, and it is Wednesday through Friday, 3 to 10, Saturday, noon to 10, Sunday, noon to 6. And of course, Ben Franklin Print Company, 177 North Main Street in Middleton, at Ben Franklin Print Co. on Instagram, at Ben Franklin underscore Print Co., excuse me, on Instagram, BenFranklinPrintCo.com. Mention F-Buddies, get 10% off your next order. Andy, anything else?
Wish me luck on not getting two quadruple cheeseburgers at 11 o'clock tonight from DoorDash.
I don't,
because I have not eaten today.
I do not believe in you. I do not believe you.
No one does. There's bets at work.
You are door dashing the fuck out of McDonald's.
I deleted the app yesterday.
You know what can be done? Reinstall.
I can't. I'm too fat.
You are so getting fucking DoorDash tonight. It's our.
I told everybody I'll tell the truth if I do it.
This shows sickness.
Yeah. I got DoorDash Saturday night and fell asleep. Woke up and was there. 4 in the morning, I took a bite of a Wendy's cheeseburger. It was ice cold. I'm like, fuck.
The other night when I made the reaction video or whatever the fuck it was for the beer group, I definitely DoorDashed and forgot about it. So I knock on the door and I open up and go, hoi. Oh, yeah.
I have a no knock policy. That's my problem. I can't have knocking because I have people in the house. Then I got DoorDash Sunday night and stayed up for it. Don't worry. I made sure I finished that off because my last time.
I think I'm actually going to finish the rest of my pizza tonight. That way I don't...
Oh, pizza sounds great. I had steak and... I had shitty steak and Caesar salad. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I'm having the second half of a 32-inch pizza.
Just like your sister.
Huge cunt.
Yes. All right, I guess we're done, right?
We're done, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
All right, go fuck yourself.